He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It's the January 25th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Carlsbad, California. That's where our headquarters are. We have the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 75 points again this morning. The Dow hitting 26,327. Boy, remember when it blew through 25,000 here recently? Now we're at 26,327. The S&P 500 is up just a point here, 28.38. And the rally in the tech stocks, it was pretty strong this morning. It's coming back to earth right now. The NASDAQ is up just 2 points. I want to say it was up about 35 or 40 just a little while ago. The NASDAQ is now at 7,416. Remember when we were talking about when will the NASDAQ finally go above 7,000? Well, now we're at 7,415. The Russell 2000 flat today. Small caps continuing to underperform their large cap counterparts. Crude oil continues to rock as the dollar continues to get socked. Crude oil at $66.12. I beefed up my holdings in crude oil stocks in late 2017. So far, that's been a very good move. Gold at $13.53, down $2.60 per ounce. The euro is up again against the dollar, which just got crushed yesterday. The dollar just got crushed. What does that mean for your portfolio? The VIX at 11.64, and the 10-year yield this morning is at 2.67. It continues to rise. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. From what I understand, we're already in the 4 p.m. slot in Atlanta. I don't know if we're still in the 10 o'clock slot, too. That's a lot of Bill Gunderson. I don't know if you can put up with that. But we are in that drive home now from Atlanta in the 4 p.m. slot. The Seattle station moving soon in February to 1590. The answer, I hope. I have some answers for you. The question is, will our Port Tacoma folks be able to hear it? Doesn't sound like the signal's too good in Tacoma. I don't know what else to do. The station in Tacoma area is going dark. Unless you want me to stand up on the housetops there and shout my show every morning. I don't know what else to do. I am looking for maybe a little station down in Tacoma. But don't forget, you can go to TuneIn Radio. Look, this is a digital world now. You don't have to listen to terrestrial radio. You can listen to me live if you've got a smartphone. If you got a dumb phone, forget it. If you got a smartphone, you can listen to me live. You can listen to me on demand at any point in time during the day. I woke up at midnight last night. I didn't listen to me, but I listened to one of my favorite radio talk shows out there. Listened to it for an hour. So, you know, we can listen to radio shows anywhere in the world at any time we want, and we can listen to the archives and the podcasts. So there's no reason to lose your fix of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour every morning, which has been heard in Tacoma for quite some time, and surrounding Gig Harbor, all of that. Trump heads to Davos for the World Economic Forum. Boy, the globalists are going to have the evil eye for Mr. Trump as he walks in, because he is not a globalist. He is an America first kind of guy. Trump will soon be heading to Davos, Switzerland. I hope he brought his flannel jammies to tell the world how great America is and is doing. Our economy is now booming. I see it, Mr. Trump. I see it everywhere. And with all I'm doing, it will only get better. Our country is finally winning again, President Trump tweeted before boarding. Air Force One. America first is not America alone, confirmed White House senior economic advisor Gary Cohn, who is traveling with Trump. Well, we'll see the chilly reception. What will be chillier, the weather outside or the reception Trump gets from the globalists? Trump is upsetting the new world order. Jobless claims bounce back a little higher, 233,000. That's still way low. Anything under 300,000 is good. We've had jobless claims in this range now for years. But there will come a day when they start ticking higher. That will be one of the clues that this current expansion in the economy, which began in 2009, is starting to wane. It's one of the tributaries that flows into the U.S. economy. Larry Fink, pretty big guy. He's a CEO of BlackRock, the globe's largest traditional asset manager. Larry Fink says cash is trash. Oh, he's trash talking cash. He's not trash talking the New England Patriots or the Philadelphia. He's trash talking cash. Why would anybody own cash right now? You should be in the stock market, is what Larry Fink says. And this comes on the heels of last week's the globe's largest hedge fund manager, Ray Dalio. These are two pretty big dudes. I'm only 5'10", 5'11", 5'10", okay. I'm 5'11 in heels, 5'10". These guys are way bigger than me. They're saying cash is trash. Go all in on stocks. I've been saying that for 9 years. I think bonds are trash. If cash is trash, bonds are even trashier. So there. Despite the tripling or more in stock prices since the financial crisis, Fink says there's too much money still sitting on the sidelines. Is that you? Are you still sitting on the sidelines? Have you been listening to my show for the last 9 years? You can't say I'm a perma bull either. I believe in market timing. I'm not a boglehead. If I went onto the boglehead forums, they would greet me like they're going to greet Donald Trump in Davos, Switzerland, a chilly reception. They believe in staying fully invested through thick or thin. Well, the last bull market was a 53% hit. And if I'm a 68-year-old retiree, I can't take a 53% hit. Well, then they say you should have 65% of your assets in the bond market. That's not a very good alternative either. I would rather have tactical, or that dirty word in today's financial service industry, I would rather have active management than passive management. That's just me. And if that's you, you know where to find an active manager. Draghi tries to talk down the euro. It doesn't work. Now, why does a rising euro and a plunging dollar, why would Draghi care? Well, a weak dollar makes our goods much more competitive on the world stage. China knows that. China has manipulated their currency. Are we manipulating our currency right now? That's all I know. The dollar's getting trashed. That's inflationary in nature. I've turned the corner late last year on commodities, and the commodity stocks are roaring right now. Falling dollar is inflationary in nature. Rising interest rates are inflationary in nature. And you want to be a passive investor when the whole world is changing right before your very eyes? Do you want to adjust your portfolios accordingly? I stayed out of the commodity stocks like oil for a couple of years in there as we had a rising dollar and too much supply of oil in the world. Now look, now it's a very attractive place to be, especially if you're looking for a dividend yield in place of a bond yield. A lot of these energy stocks offer very attractive dividends. You don't need to look any further than BP, which is about a 5% dividend yield. And you want to own bonds? Well, the euro continues to rise. Let's see how the dollar's doing here today. It's just been getting trashed recently. Oh, my gosh, there it goes again today. There's the two ugliest charts in the entire market are the dollar and the bond market. You want to be passive about that? I can sleep at night if I was a passive investor. I sleep way better being an active investor. Well, when we come back, another large company is going to trickle down the tax break that they're getting to their employees. We've got another big winner in the market today, one of the biggest winners, and it's in my income portfolio. We've got a huge marriage going on here with one of the great stocks in America, and I own this one in my premier growth portfolio. And now we've got the world's most valuable marijuana firm. What is it? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. While Draghi was talking down the dollar to, or the euro today, he also left their loosey-goosey monetary policy unchanged. I continue to own some European stocks and some Japanese stocks in my portfolios. Why? Because Japan and Europe continue to have the loosest, goosest policy, monetary policy, that is, in the globe, in the world, while the U.S. is tightening. Our Fed is tightening. They leave policy, but they are beginning to unwind a little bit. They're beginning to taper that massive bond purchase that they've been making, the massive quantitative easing that's been going on in Europe for quite some time. And of course, Japan has even looser monetary policy. So you just have to own some of the great European stocks right now, and you have to own, just have to own some of the great Japanese stocks, and you have to own some of the great Chinese stocks, which we'll talk about here in a moment, one of the greatest Chinese stocks. America does not have a corner on the market of best stocks now. I do believe in trickle down. Maybe you don't. Home Depot announces plans to provide a new one-time cash bonus for U.S. hourly associates of up to $1,000 per person. The retailer says the bonus will be paid in addition to normal success sharing bonuses for hourly associates. This incremental investment in our associates was made possible by the new tax reform bill, says Home Depot CEO Craig Menear. Of course, Home Depot, the pride of Atlanta, and where we're now heard at 4 p.m., I will be coming back to Atlanta soon. And I'm looking for boots on the ground soon in Atlanta to meet with my folks there. You want to volunteer for the job, let me know. Looking ahead, Home Depot estimates that the impact of the new tax bill will result in a net tax expense, this is one time, of $150 million. But, and this is all, remember, all of these one-time tax charges that these companies are taking, this is impacting the fourth quarter of 2017. One-time charge. Citigroup had a massive one-time charge. That's going to lower 2017 earnings, which has come and gone, but now we're reporting those earnings. Instead of making $133 per share, already it's taken about $5 or $6 per share out of those earnings, but much of that was a one-time, extraordinary, non-recurring item, which is CPA talk. Netflix now has more customers than all of cable combined. I've talked about this many times in the past. It's my biggest holding. It's up again today. What a monster move that Netflix has made. I'm now up 81% in my ultra growth portfolio, where it resides, and it also resides in my premier growth portfolio. That's why it's one of my largest holdings. Not only do I own it in my conservative growth portfolio, which is large caps, which that portfolio is now up 103% since I started it. So far this year, the conservative growth portfolio is up 8.8% since the beginning of this year, 3 weeks, and it had a very good year last year. My Netflix position is now up 82% since my purchase. It's now become 5% of my overall portfolio, meaning that there may come a time here when I'll cut my position in half or sell it outright. We'll just have to see where the new numbers come in. It's just mathematics. Caterpillar beats by 37 cents. The big cat beats on revenue. I'll be handing out books this week in Phoenix on Saturday. I'll be there at the Financial Fest. Charles Payne is the featured speaker. I don't know who the warm-up band is, but I'm one of them. I'll be there at 10 a.m. speaking, and I'll be there all day manning a booth with my lovely wife. You can come meet us, greet us. We'd love to talk to you. You're a Phoenix folk. We love over the Valley of the Sun over there. Our favorite restaurant in the world is in Phoenix, the Mission Restaurant in Kierland and downtown Scottsdale. They have two of them. The downtown one, very, very quaint. It's dark. The food is great. The Kierland one, bit noisy over there, but you can't beat the food, in my opinion. All right, and we'll be handing out free books. I'm going to load up some cartons of books here that I wrote back in 2012. It is just as useful today, that book, as it was back then. The principles and the concepts remain true forever. And the stocks that I talked about, just take a look at the results over the years of the stocks that I wrote about back then. And here's what's even more important. Back then, the commodity stocks were booming. And then they went quiet. And now they're booming again. Take a look at the commodity stocks that I wrote about in 2012, because they are booming now today, 6 years later, as we go through another commodity cycle. But I wrote about Caterpillar. I invited Jim Oberhelman on my show. He was the CEO. He couldn't find time in his schedule for Best Stocks Now, but he wrote me a nice letter. I have it framed on my wall. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for thinking of us. Thank you for including us in your book as one of the best stocks now. The big cat has doubled. It's doubled since I wrote the book. And it is down today, however. It's down. That's causing a little bit of a reversal in the Dow here. The big cat is down 1.2%. However, since adding the big cat to my income portfolio, why would it be in your income portfolio? It's a stock. Because I don't want any debt instruments in my income portfolio. I don't want anything that's interest rate sensitive. I don't want any utilities. I don't want any real estate investment trust. They're interest rate sensitive. The big cat is up 67% since adding it to my income portfolio last May, the day before the Kentucky Derby. That's interesting. I just thought I'd throw that out as a trivia item. And the current yield on the big cat is 1.9%. Now, we'll have to establish a new five-year target price. We have new numbers. Is it going to be worth keeping this one in the income portfolio, or is it time to move on? The income portfolio was up about 16% last year. It's up almost 5% so far this year. What did the bond market do last year? Barely positive. I mean barely. And it's down so far this year. That's why I don't believe in the traditional MPT, modern portfolio theory, asset allocation model that is modeled all across America in my industry. No, I'm active, not passive. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Thank you.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Let's see, market, yeah, it's still up. NASDAQ a little weak here today. We've got some earnings coming in. Of course, Caterpillar has reported earnings. And it's backing off. It has backed off from its initial pop that it made. We've got news coming out of Kroger. This is the one I want to talk about next. Remember, the U.S. does not have a corner on the market of the best stocks now. There's some great stocks around the world. There's some great companies around the world. Why should I limit my best stocks now search? The app goes out and searches every day 5,500 different stocks, mutual funds, ETFs for the best positions now. And I have added, I have beefed it up a lot. I was looking, I need to update. The app is, by the way, the app is undergoing a pretty good makeover right now. I talked with the app team yesterday. And in a week or two, they'll be rolling out where you can search just stocks, a stock-only screen. We'll have those A-plus momentum grades listed for you every day for you traders. We're adding the blockchain sector because it's now a legitimate sector. Blockchain was not a word in our vocabulary 2-3 years ago, you know. And we'll have a weed sector, and we'll be talking about weeds here in a minute. But you know that I also beefed up and added stocks from all over the world, Malaysia, Thailand, Vietnam, Brussels, China, Japan, to the app, and I continue to add stocks to the app. I'm an equal opportunity guy that gives everybody a fair shot at ending up in my best stocks now portfolio. Hasn't baseball become that way? Does baseball limit? In fact, I would say that the poor Americans in baseball are now the minority. Seems to me like there's more guys from the Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, Venezuela. There's some great players. And let's not forget all the influx from Japan. Who's going to end up with Yu Darvish this year? I don't know. America doesn't have a corner on the market of great baseball players either, does it? So we have to include stocks from all around the world, like Alibaba. Symbol Baba. I remember the day they went public and little Jack Ma was roaming around the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. He could hardly be seen. He's just little guy, 4'9". I don't know. Maybe he's 5'1", 5'2", somewhere in there. Not a towering figure by any means, but a towering businessman. Alibaba kind of really got off to a slow start when they went public. I want to say it was $35. No, it was $60 a share. Today it's $195 a share. It's a triple since 2014. Why? You know what? In the end, I'm a mathematician. Alibaba has been growing their earnings over the last 5 years by 40% per year. That goes up against the IBMs of the world and the GEs of the world and the Johnson & Johnsons of the world. Many of those have negative growth in earnings. If you learn two things from this show, the first one is stocks and markets follow earnings. And as long as earnings are rising, you're okay, as long as they don't get too expensive. But when earnings start to peak and when earnings start to recede especially, then you're in trouble. And you don't want to be in stocks when that starts to happen, okay? So number one rule, stocks follow earnings. That's pretty simple to remember. Say it again, stocks follow earnings. And on the other side of the coin, bonds follow interest rates. It's pretty simple. Bonds follow interest rates. Well, what's going on with Alibaba? Kroger. I shop at Kroger. I shopped at Kroger last night. In our neck of the woods, Kroger is Ralph's grocery store. And Kroger is teaming up with Alibaba to deliver groceries to your doorstep. They are going just the same route as Amazon. Alibaba in China, we've talked about Tencent Holdings. We've talked about Baidu. These are powerful companies. And Alibaba is a very powerful company in China. Alibaba teaming up with Kroger to deliver groceries online. You know, and the thing about these companies, I talked about Baidu yesterday. Baidu is Google, it's Netflix, it's Amazon, kind of all rolled into one stock. And Alibaba, I think it would be fair to say that Alibaba is the Amazon of China. So, you know what? Like I say again, America does not have a corner on the market of the great stocks in the world. Now, remember, I will be appearing this Saturday at Financial Fest. If you're in the Valley of the Sun, if you're in the Phoenix area, we are heading over this afternoon after the market closes. My wife and I am going to bring a few cases of books to hand out to anybody who shows up at Financial Fest on Saturday. My speech is at 10 a.m. I'm not sure what time Financial Fest starts. I want to say 9 a.m. And I want to say that the first speaker is Charles Payne from 9 to 10. That's what I want to say. I'm not sure. You'd have to go to the website and look it up. Financial Fest is being held at the Embassy Suites on the corner of Cherokee and Scottsdale Road. And we will be there all day Saturday, my wife and I, till about 4 p.m., 3 p.m., 4 p.m. I know she's getting her hair fixed up. Come meet us at Financial Fest in Phoenix, in Scottsdale in particular, this Saturday. And I am putting together my schedule this year, a heavy schedule at that, to revisit Atlanta a couple times, to revisit Sarasota a couple times, to get up to back to Seattle. And you know what? I owe Dallas. I haven't been to Dallas yet. I talked yesterday about to a hotel to line things up in Dallas and pick a date there. Of course, we're coming back to Minnesota just as soon as they get over that. Oh, God, that was devastating. I was on the beach the other day doing my stairs. The guy says, hey, you get some pretty good exercise here. I said, yeah, he was wearing a Minnesota Viking hat. And I said, oh, man, my heart goes out. That was heartbreaking. The team just never got off the plane there. I don't know what happened in Philadelphia. And they could have been the first home team. I know. I don't want to remind you at all. I don't want to remind you what happened. But it's sad. He said, oh, well, he says, we'll get over it. Hey, at least you have a team in Minnesota. You know what happened to our San Diego Chargers? They're the Carson. Carson. Where the heck is Carson? You know what Carson's known for? A big, giant refinery that stinks up the joint. That's what the Chargers used to stink up the Qualcomm Stadium, and now they stink up Carson, although they're getting a little bit better. Anyways, my condolences to Minnesota, but we will be back in Minnesota. We'll be in Phoenix this Saturday, so we're going to have some fun here in 2018. All right, so Alibaba, Kroger. Let's see how Kroger is reacting to this news. KR teaming up with Alibaba. Kroger is breaking out. Baba has been breaking out recently, and Baba is on the verge of a breakout. I bought more Alibaba this week. When you come to me with new money, I don't throw it all in the market the next day. I strategically, methodically, on a daily basis, look for the best stocks now to buy for this day. And if you're a live trading subscriber, when I make a purchase, when I make a transaction, I let you know about it immediately. I say, I just bought a 2.5% position in Alibaba for all my new clients, even though I already own it. I bought it for all my new clients. So, you know, and I do that for all four of my portfolios, whether it's the conservative growth, the premier growth, the income, the little speculative one that my wife doesn't know about, although I think she found out because they mailed the statement to my house. She says, "You own a marijuana stock?" Started hitting me over the head. When we come back, we'll talk about the biggest weed stock in the world. I hope my wife's listening. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson here watching the markets today. I will be having my game face on here.
I've had it on.
My game face has been on since 5:30 a.m. I couldn't wait to get to work this morning. Check out how the market was doing, all the news events and the items that were out there. It's a fun business. It really is. I can't think of anything I would rather do. Unless I was a professional horse gambler and reading the racing format. You can't make any money at that, though. Those four-legged animals, anything, a lot of things. There's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of things that could go wrong. There's a lot of things that can go wrong in the stock market, too, isn't there? But at least it's a numbers game. It's a lot of math involved. If you saw my spreadsheet, you know what I mean. I love the mathematics behind the stock market. I love the momentum. I love the momentum grades and the relative strength. And I like to value companies. I like valuations. I want to buy something that's relatively still makes sense from a valuation proposition, where I think I can still make money over the next several years by buying this asset. I don't want to pay too much, but I want to buy the best. That's just the way it is. I want to buy the best. And I call them best stocks now. They combine value with momentum. I gave the example of Adobe yesterday, which, you know, that's a pretty big revision higher. They go from $5.50 in earnings estimates. This is just math. They said, we're not going to do $5.50 next year. We're going to do $6.20 in earnings per share. Well, you can multiply that earnings per share by the amount of shares that Adobe has outstanding, and you can see just how much money we're talking about here. 70 cents a share more in earnings is a lot. All right, so let's apply a multiple to 620 instead of 550 and 17% growth in earnings. I raised my target price by $50 per share with that announcement by Adobe yesterday. You see the math that's involved here? That's what makes this a very fun business for a spreadsheet mind like mine. Deal makes the world's most valuable weed firm. Now, I'm not a big fan of weed myself. I've never, ever even held a weed, whatever you call it, a joint in my hand in my entire life. That's just me. I'm squeaky clean. I just saw too many guys that were very smart, my colleagues in high school and junior high that were way smarter than me. I saw them get messed up on drugs, and I just decided, no, I don't want to go that route. I also had a grandfather who died on Skid Row in Los Angeles. For the grace of God, I could have grown up on Skid Row in Los Angeles, but for the grace of God, I decided I didn't want to go that route either. So I don't imbibe and I don't smoke marijuana. I think marijuana robs ambition and drive. And I think those are two valuable assets in a person. You don't want to take someone's ambition and drive. Now, maybe you disagree with me. That's fine. That's great. We can all disagree. agree to disagree. But you know what? The whole industry was legitimized by all of these states legalizing it. Colorado, now my state, California, legalizing it, and the entire country of Canada coming up here in April, May, they're going to legalize the whole country. And I'm sure many European countries. And, but what really did it for me was when Constellation Brands, a company that owns Corona beer, owns all these wine labels, owns Ballast Point, which was invented here in Point Loma, San Diego, California, where I grew up. Got bought out for $1 billion. I see that the other day Bacardi bought out Patron tequila, I guess Patron is. Well, Constellation Brands invested in a weed stock, a weed producer, telling us that a lot of people are imbibing and inhaling instead of drinking, and they want a piece of the action. Now, I don't know if Marlboro, Philip Morris, they always talked about, you know, the Marlboro cowboy sitting backwards on his horse, smoking a weed cigarette, you know, instead of forward with that fierce look and the lasso in his hands, and that he'd be the stone cowboy instead of the Marlboro cowboy. Anyways, we have a deal that makes the world's most valuable weed firm. I've got an article that was written 2 weeks ago, and I have yet to submit it to Seeking Alpha or the other outlets because I've been too busy. I wrote an article about Aurora Cannabis, ACBFF. They're buying smaller rival CannaMed Therapeutics. Now it's therapeutics as companies jostle to benefit from the country. Talking about Canada, legalization of recreational marijuana use later this year. That's why we're creating a sector in the app for all you marijuana fans, a marijuana sector. There's about 50 or 60 components in that sector now. We're also creating a blockchain sector. I understand blockchain. I watched a video. I totally get it now, what blockchain is. It's pretty simple, really. If you, in the third grade, second grade, kindergarten, I still play with blocks with grandkids. You know how to put blocks together. You know what a blockchain is. Each block contains a database, and all these databases are linked to one another, so you can trace the origin of that database. It doesn't get corrupted along the way. I understand it. Anyways, Aurora Cannabis, CannaMed get together to create the world's largest recreational marijuana company, or the biggest grower, I guess, of marijuana. I don't know what the new name of the company is, but I bought Aurora Cannabis back in December of last year. I sold it 3 days later for a 76% gain. I sent that live trade out to everyone but my wife, all my live trading subscribers, and that was a pretty profitable little play. We also played another one in the speculative account. This is the little speculative account. And we bought another one for an 82% gain. That was about the time California was getting ready to flip the switch to legalized recreational marijuana. Well, we try to invest in the best asset classes now. That's not bonds, and that's not cash right now. But it changes. It's been stocks. They have ruled the roost. They will not always rule the roost. That's why you have to be an active investor. We try to buy the best sectors now. That includes some of the energy stocks with this falling dollar. You'd like to talk to us? We try to buy the best stocks now. You'd like to talk to us, 855-611-BEST. Get the newsletter, GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody. See you.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.